Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Pipeline Pioneers, a sales intel show where our goal is to help the community with generating the pipeline. How? By learning from the experts, from the leaders, from the practitioners who have been generating pipelines and successfully converting that pipeline into revenue. As we know, pipeline is the heartbeat of any organization. And we at Sales Intel believe that generating pipeline is a team sport. It's not just the responsibility of BDR or AEs or marketing. It truly takes a village to generate the pipeline. Today, I am excited to host Cynthia on the show. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Hi, hello, and thank you for having me. I'm Cynthia. I'm the head of sales and global evangelism at Timera. Sales is my jam, right up my alley. So everything you just said, like, really resonated with me. That's what I do every single day.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. To kick things off, Cynthia, why don't you tell us about yourself and how in your role do you impact the pipeline generation for your business? Okay.
So I am the head of sales and global sales and evangelism at Timera. As I said, I run all outbound motions at Timera. I lead the internal BDR team. I also lead customer retention for customers that hire BDRs, SDRs, AEs, sales managers, just because, you know, they sometimes salespeople need coaching, even though if your experience starting a new role is not as easy as some people, you know, say it is. What I do every day is I lead a team of BDRs and AEs. And what some people don't know about me is that I do full cycle sales because I get just me like 40 meetings per month. It just me personally from an effort that comes in through, you know, inbound leads, people that see my profile and they know that we sell remote talent in LATAM. They message me referrals, email campaigns that I also do. I'm doing the work too. So I run full cycle sales for every single meeting that comes to me as well.
That is
this
awesome.
Month, I've closed 3 deals. So hoping to possibly close the month, according to my forecast, to around 12-15. Probably
that is awesome. You know, I love when the leaders roll up their sleeves and work alongside with their team, right? They lead by example. So this is awesome. Cynthia, last year was tough, right? For lots of companies. They didn't hit the revenue numbers. Macroeconomic conditions were hard. Pipelines were just not there. And the pipelines that were there didn't convert, right? When you look back to last year, is there something that jumps out to you to say, you know, gosh, I wish I had done things differently?
Well, the first thing is that's why I started doing full cycle sales again. I used to have a huge BDR team, probably 40 BDRs. And sometimes you need to accelerate things faster. Like, I think definitely sales was a lot faster and easier like 2 years ago, a year ago. And nowadays, like, because it's so ever changing, that's the reason why I'm down in the trenches with my team and I'm doing full cycle, because I need to know what's working and what the messaging is working to be able to evolve fast and see what's working and what's not working. Because obviously sales doesn't exist without prospects, and prospects don't exist without a pipeline. So we need to be doing continuously building and changing the messaging, email campaigns, and seeing what works and what doesn't work. Because as you said, last year was tough with all of the layoffs going on. I don't know if it's going to be that bad in summer or around August when most of the big layoffs happen. So all we can do is like control your destiny. That's actually what I posted upon on LinkedIn. Like, the only way that you can actually, you know, keep your job and prove you're a top performer is do the work, keep building pipeline, and keep producing. Like, keep your head down, don't create waves.
Love it. So the learning was roll up your sleeves.
Get down in the mud, get dirty. Like, it's, you can't lead a team of BDRs and AEs if you don't know what's working. Like, I've worked in sales all of my life, but with the ever-changing landscape, you know, so many companies going out of business. You hear that the other day I was hearing this, that a $60 million startup lost all funding and they had to like lay off the entire force. So it's an ever-changing job. Like, things change and you have to adapt to the changes and be able to you know, evolve quickly or die. That's the way things are today.
Going to be more. So new year is here, new year, new budgets, new initiatives, new experiments. What are you most excited about for 2024?
So obviously the company that I work for is growing a lot. That excites me because we're seeing, you know, conversion happening faster and word of mouth. It's so funny that when I started 2 years ago at Cymera, we would call people up and we would tell them like Cymera, and they were like, I don't know what that is. And like nowadays people actually know what it is. And like, oh yeah, I've seen Cynthia on LinkedIn because I've never ever stopped posting. And they're like, yeah, or XYZ customer referred me because he had a good experience. So it's nice looking from where we came from. And I'm excited about that because I feel that with time we're evolving. Evolving to a point where it's no longer like having to re-explain who we are or what we do. They've heard about us at some point. There's always going to be, you know, a huge bucket of prospects who don't even know who we are, but it's just part of new business development. But excited to see what Q2, Q3, and Q4 bring.
That's great. Awesome. Well, let's switch the gears a little bit. As we know, growth comes from many channels, right? I'm going to share my screen with you here. And we are going to have an interactive exercise. On the screen, you see, Cynthia, you have 100 pennies, and your goal is to distribute these 100 pennies across these channels, right, where the growth comes from, where the pipeline is generated. How would you distribute these pennies across these channels with the objective to generate the most optimal pipeline for your business that converts into revenue ultimately?
Okay, so I have 100 pennies, I would place 30 pennies in sales.
Okay, I love it. 30 on the sales.
I would definitely place 10 on the marketing side because there is marketing that needs to be done. Obviously, sales and marketing are like a marriage, like they need to work together. One doesn't evolve without the other.
Yeah.
Specifically talking about my product, I wouldn't say community-led growth. It wouldn't work because it's not a community where you can build, like it's a different event. My product hasn't been tested at events, so I might want to place 10 cents there to see how it works, see if it works. Partnership-led growth, I would probably place another one there, 10 cents. Yeah. Customer-led growth, I would probably put 30 cents right there.
I love it. So you know what? Make customers as your evangelists.
Exactly. Word of mouth is the biggest one. And because we're obviously making changes to the app and we're improving product-led growth, the idea for my company is for the product to sell itself in the future without us having to push so much sales. So I would put my last 10 pennies in product-led growth because that's what we want the future to be like.
Got it. So Cynthia, from what we understand, your company provides service, right? So double click for us as to what kind of product are you building and how will your customers use that product?
So we are building an app. It's a software. It's a marketplace, essentially, where in the future, it will even have a digital wallet. And customers will just get there. Right now, we're doing everything manually. We send them the credentials. They log in. We can see when they logged in, how many videos they downloaded, how many resumes they saw. They can click on the interview or reject button or even the hire button. But right now, sales is like very pushy. Like the AE has to do the meeting. Then they have to send the follow-up email. Then they have to follow up like, these are your logins to the credential. And like follow up, would you like to interview any of the people that for the roster that we created for you? So in the future, when the app is fully done, probably 1 or 2 years from now, the app will be self-service. Like people will go in, they will be even to be able to create the job post or roster by themselves. And because of the spend that we're doing with the AI, it will automatically pull candidates that match, you know, the words or like the keywords that they put in the job description. And it will be a fast right now. A lot of it is going on manually behind the works. We're building rosters manually. And like once we create the credentials in the portal for each customer, we're dropping in candidates. In the future, AI will probably do all of that. And essentially, like, AEs will only be like needed to a point where if somebody hasn't logged into the portal, somebody has to be like, have you logged into the portal? XYZ days happened and we haven't seen any action. Is this something that you're still interested in after that stuff? But everything right now is purely done like pushy, manually, typical sales process.
This is great. That's great. So I love your focused investment where 30 cents, 30 pennies you're spending, you know, in sales and 30 in customers, and then you're distributed 10 in each product, marketing, events, and partnership. So now let's take a look at what the community has decided. So this is the aggregate of all the other hundreds of GTM leaders, right? I'm going to overlay your data on top of it to see how your investment contrasts with the community investments. When you look at this graph, is there anything that jumps out?
The customer-led one. I think that your customers are your biggest advocates and success stories and use cases might probably attract, you know, new customers that you didn't even know existed or opening up new verticals. Like, obviously, one channel that we forget is word of mouth, referrals. Like, if you don't ask for referrals, a happy customer can bring in 10 customers just by shouting it out to the world, like on social media. Like, I've been working with Cymera and I love the quality of executive assistants or BDRs or engineers that they provided for me. And just your story on how you saved XYZ money and how your company scaled. We actually had a meeting with the CEO today. He has 25 people and their plans to scale to 100 within the next 9 to 12 months. And he said, like, if it wasn't because of Cymera, I wouldn't been able to scale. Like, I mean, payroll is down 75%. The quality's great. There's always, you know, bad actors in like a typical sales process or job process. But because of Cymera, we're able to scale faster and reach more people in less time.
That is awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Cynthia. You've been amazing. Your insights are great and your bets are so clear and concise. I'm sure the community is going to get a lot out of it. So thank you, Cynthia.
I appreciate it. It was a pleasure meeting you and thank you for having me. Bye.